Dropping Darwin, it's like dropping bombs.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful and challenging book, The Lie Evolution. Okay, Ken, how is dropping Charles Darwin like dropping bombs?
Well, anytime someone recommends that Darwin be dropped from a school's curriculum, it creates such a response, you'd have thought another world war had started. You know, that was the case in the country of Serbia when its education minister announced that evolution could be dropped from its 8th grade biology class. You see, teachers would be required to give equal time to creation if they also taught evolution. Now, the next day's newspapers further supported the notion of this being something like a war. The editorial cartoon that day showed Darwin being booted out of school while an Orthodox priest slipped in. When numerous opposition groups put pressure on the government, the education minister met with Serbia's prime minister, and a few days later, well, the measure was dropped. You know, this was quite unusual for a government to make such a quick change. But as it turns out, a pro-evolution group from the United States was behind the scenes offering assistance. You know, when battle lines are drawn between creationists and evolutionists, you should keep in mind that the real battle is for the heart. No government or organization can change a rebellious heart. Only Christ the Creator can do that.
There's a real battle going on in society regarding gay marriage. Find out what the Bible, beginning in Genesis, has to say about the origin and nature of real marriage. Read Ken Ham's new booklet on gay marriage when you go to AnswersRadio.com.